The oil in the name of Jesus Christ. And before I start, I will tell that I don't speak perfect English, and if you don't understand what I'm speaking, then let me know and I will try again. And when I was 7 years old, I started to study English, but I wasn't so active for the English language because I thought that time I'm becoming to live all my life in Mull County village where I was born. My father was farmer, and I thought that I'm coming to Raisington farm after my father. But the Heavenly Father had an other plan for my life. And that's why I'm here this night. Up to the age 15 years old, I was atheist. I even believed that there is God at all. But then there was the teaching in the school that there was the dust cloud, and then came the worm, and then came the monkey. Then I started to think that this is crazy. And one night I crossed my hands and asked that if there is living God, reveal yourself to me. And God revealed himself to me. After that night, I have known that there is God. But I underlined this night that I didn't come Christian when I prayed that prayer. Lord, let me know that he is and he is living God. But there went still 7 years in my life, and then I went to the capital city of Helsinki. I went to see one new movie. But when I entered it there to the ticket window, a lady said to me that this is sold out, this is full, this place, you can't get the tickets, this movie. And then I came out to the street and started to think what I could do this night. And then I went to the telephone booth and tried to call some of my friend. And I opened it, the telephone booth, and opened it some letter, I don't remember what name it was, where I tried to call. But there, between the telephone book, there was a track. Somebody has put there the message from living God, from Jesus. Every letter there was track, many tracks between that telephone book. And I took one and started to read it and walk it along the street. And I went some blocks, and then there came a young lady who was also sharing tracks, and then he stopped beside me and said that you must born again. You must be born again. And I tried to describe this lady that I already know that there is God and I'm a member of the Lutheran church, but she said you must be born again. And then she led me to her church, and it was charismatic church, and maybe after 1 hour when she testified me Jesus, that Jesus is Savior, I was saved and filled with Spirit and talking new tongues and baptized in water. All in 1 hour. So I got a very quick start inside to the kingdom of God. Then there went few years on, and Lord started to call me into the ministry. And I have schooling for farming, and my wife Chris has also the schooling for farming, and we met there one big training farm. Because if you have schooling, you have to get some farm where you get the training in practice. And we met there in the farm, and it was special time when one evening, it farm was beside the great lake, greatest lake in Finland. We have there 60,000 lakes in Finland, and greatest lake is called Lake Päijänne. And that farm was beside that lake, and one evening Chris came to ask me that could you come with her to see the sheep which are there in the island. The farm had island there in the middle of the lake, and there they summertime they had sheep there, and Chris went to see those sheep, and then I agreed with her and said, okay, I will come to row the boat there to the other side. And then there went maybe 1 or 2 months, and Chris became Christian. I evangelized her out from the world, and then she became my wife. And we are still seeing those sheep. Those sheep were natural sheep, but Lord changed them spiritual sheep. And now we are seeing God's sheep here in Tennessee. It never came my mind when I left from Finland 8th of this month that I am coming to preach in Tennessee. But Lord makes miracles and opens doors, and sometimes he closes doors and sometimes he opens doors, and sometimes he says some doors and go bash them, don't care about those doors, and he opens new doors. And so I'm ministering here this night. And before I start to share that message, I will read two verses from Romans chapter verse and verses 11 and 12. Maybe you will better understand why I'm here when I read these verses to you. Romans chapter verse and verses 11 and 12. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual weight both of you and me. I hope that we could build each other's in the body of Christ this night here in Tennessee. I want to encourage you, and together with by the mutual faith, we have the same faith if we have born again Christians. We have same God and we have same faith, and we have same hope, and we have future where is much light. If we trust God, the light in our lamp, it will come more light to the lamp. I was visiting 7 years ago, or maybe 6 years ago, in Ukraine. And that time Ukraine was under the Russian power. It was the part of the Soviet Union. And Lord, well, one day I was coming from the home from the work, and Lord told me to go to the Ukraine. And after 2 months or 3 months, I was there, and Lord opened some churches there. And then there was a long way to the one city that was there, close to the border of the Romanian. And there was two young brothers who were driving, and I was just sitting there in the car, and I had a lady with us who was making interpretation for me in those meetings. And then the dark came, and the evening came more dark and dark, and whole time they was driving only with the parking lights on. And I was surprised why they don't put the main lights on. Why don't they put the wool lights on? And then when it gets more and more dark, and however the car was going on with the parking lights on only, I was surprising. And finally I said to that lady who was making interpretation, let's ask the driver why he is not putting the main light on. And then the driver answered it and said that they are saving their lamps, those bulbs, you call bulbs, bulbs. They are saving the bulbs. They don't want to put the main lights because they want to save the bulbs, that they are so expensive there in Russia. They're expensive to buy. I was thinking it was very crazy because it was dark and you can see only some wheat in your front if you are driving on parking lights on. And when I got home, Lord started to speak to me that there are also some Christians who are driving in their life only the parking lights on. Lord told that he has reserved the full lights, the main lights for all Christians. But some are, however, walking on with the parking lights on. And so it was a great parable. And there on the road, it was very dangerous to go on with the parking lights on. When there somebody came, it was a narrow road and it was two-way roads that they came against the other cars there. It was very dangerous when only a few weeks before they came, you could see the other car that it was coming, and it was so crazy. And so the Lord said that it's also crazy for Christian to go on only with the parking lights on. So I encourage you to use your wits and open your receiver and put your main lights on in your life. So we will go to the 2 Kings chapter 2 and we start verse 19. But before I read from the verse 19, this is 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. Before I read this, I tell what happened before this. Elijah had been a prophet in Israel many years, and then came the time that his time became to go home to be with the Lord in heaven. Many years there had been beside him, Elisha was learning there how to move in prophet office. And Elisha was thirsting, and he was humble, and he was hungry and thirsty, and he wanted to receive the double of that spirit what Elijah had. And even the prophet Elijah said that what you are asking, it is very difficult to fulfill. But if you see how God takes me home, take me to heaven, so you know that you have received the double part of that spirit what I have. And then it happened that they went to the other side of the Jordan River, and Elijah hit the water with his mantle, and the water divided before them. And then Lord took Elijah back home, and when he went home, he walled his mantle, his cloud down. And Elijah took that mantle, and then he came back there other side from the Jordan River and hit that water, and it divided again. And it is the sign that he had received that double power of God, the double anointing. Water divided before he like it had divided before the prophet Elijah. So he had received the anointing, the double anointing what Elijah had. And then he came to the city Jericho. And now I read what happened there in city Jericho. Then the men of the city said to Elijah, "Please, notice, the situation of this city is pleasant as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren." And he said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness." So the water remains healed to this day according to the word of Elijah which he spoke. So from this scripture we see that there was the problem in city Jericho. The water was bad and the ground was barren. And we know that if the water is bad and ground is barren, it means there is not fruit coming. There is not real fruit rising up. But because Elijah had received the power and received the anointing, he knew how to solve this problem. And he went there to the source of the water and cast their salt. And this water came well. And this water changed the whole situation in that city, Jericho. There was no any more bad water. It was good for drink. And there was no any more barren. There is becoming fruit. Only he did a maybe short faith pray. And little sop he put salt to the bowl. And then cast it to the sources of the water. And there was big change in the city. What does it speak to us this night, to today? New Testament talks also something about living water and speak also something about the salt. And here in the Matthew, oh sorry, it is John. In John 4 is the story where Jesus met the woman of Samaria. That lady came same time to there at the table well when Jesus was there. This lady came to pick water there, and Jesus was sitting there beside the well. And Jesus started to talk with that lady of Samaria, that woman of Samaria. And Jesus asked that lady to give a drink to himself. But that lady, that was very great surprise for that lady, that Jesus even started to talk with her, because it was not normal policy that Jewish people was talking with Samaritan people. They were like the other race or other social class or something like that. The Samaritan people were the Jewish people. And they normally even didn't talk with them. But Jesus wanted to talk all people. And he started to speak with this Samaritan lady. And Jesus started to speak about the living water. And it's here in the verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of the waters springing up into everlasting life. But before this woman of Samaria could receive this living water, Jesus handled one problem in her life. And it was the problem of sin. Jesus said to this lady that, "Go. Call your husband and come here." This is verse 16. And verse 17. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." And when this lady heard these words, she understood that there was the prophet at the well of Jacob. He was thinking, is Jesus even the Messiah? And Jesus revealed her and said that I am Messiah. And after that, this lady went there into the city. It here is in verse 29, and she said the people there that, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. So it means that when Jesus revealed the sin in this woman of Samaria's life, maybe she repented. And after that, she went there to the city and told that now there is the man at the well of Jacob who told everything what I have ever done. But if you read this very carefully, we see that Jesus didn't tell all what this lady had done. Jesus told only one problem. He told the main problem what was ruling that lady's life. And this is the same thing that Jesus handles our life. First, he handles main problems, and then he starts to operate with the small things. And first, he wants that if we have fallen in sin, that we repent. And when this lady repented and went there into the city, he started to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. She could receive the living water. And what it means that prophet Elijah went there and cast the salt there in the sources of the water. It means that if there is bad water, if there is sin in our life, we need salt. We need the word of God, which cleans the water. Lord wants us to be clean vessels, to fill it with spirit, to fill it with living water. But if there is bad water in our vessel, we can't share out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the water in this world, it is bad. And the ground in this world is barren whole time. But Lord has called us to be the salt for the world. It is here in the Matthew 5 and 13 and 16. Matthew 5, 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So this verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. We God's people, we born again people, we are called to be salt. Salt of the earth. But if there is sin in our life, we need first be salted, and then we could salt the world. The water there in the world, this world is bad. But if we cast there the salt, it will get a big change. It will get so big change that people will come and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You and me have this salt. But we have used this salt. We have cast it to the sources of water. And it makes big change. One day that lady came there in the capital city of Helsinki on street and she cast the salt to my life. He put the word of God to my heart. She said to me, you must be born again. She shared with me very short word, but because it was the salt from heaven, it could change the water in my life. After that I became very quick Christian. I started this trip here in the United States from Florida, from Palm Beach area. We flew there from Finland. And the day before I left to drive there to the north, to Texas and California, I went to swim there into the sea. And Lord guided me there and I was swimming and I met an old man there and I started to discuss with that man. And I asked him that, are you a Christian? And he said, no, I'm not. And finally he said that I'm Jewish. Then I told him that you also may receive Messiah. I have received him already. I discussed it with him maybe 15 minutes. And then he checked the watch there on the beach and said, oh, it's time for him to go. And then he started to swim there back to the shore. And when he left, he waved his hand and said that, you put the word of God to my heart. And I said to him, that's what I tried to do. And I'm happy that you received it. You will receive your Messiah. You need not wait him anymore. He has already become. Open your heart. So we have the salt. But if we have the sin problem, we need repent and receive the salt. Like this lady at the well of Jacob. Jesus handled this sin problem. Jesus cast the salt to that lady's life and there became a big change. And we must become salted first and then we could salt this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there was a promise here in the John chapter 4 and 14. But the water that I shall give him will become in him the fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. If the salt, the word of God, has really touched us and we have received it and repented, we have the water, heavenly water which brings fruit up to the everlasting torrents. We are not living just for this life. God has everlasting purpose for everyone's life. When I went to see that movie there in the capital city of Helsinki, I was very happy that it was sold full, that there wasn't any place for me. Because everybody knows that all films, all movies in this time in this earth, finally there comes the text, the end. All movies in this world, there comes the text, the end. But what is the text there in this heavenly movie, what we are seeing and what we are living? There is the text, everlasting life. Death never. You die never. There is the text, everlasting life. I was 5 years ago in a small Pentecostal church there in East Coast in the state of Massachusetts. There is small city Pittsburgh, and there is a small Finnish language Pentecostal church. And Lord told me that let's drive there, and I went there and I knocked the door of the pastor, and then he came there at the door. I had never seen him earlier. And then he said that I'm very busy. I have to prepare the message for the service, and service is starting after 1 hour. But then he let me and one other brother who was traveling with me, he let us to sit there on sofa and said that my wife will make some coffee for you. And then he left to his own room, went to pray there, and after 10 minutes he came back and said that, oh, I haven't nothing to share this Sunday. You have this message for this Sunday. So he understood that I didn't come there because of the flesh. I came there because of the Spirit of God told me to go there. And I had a strong message for that church. And after that service, he asked me that, could you speak to the radio? He made radio program to local radio and share out the Finnish language gospel there, because there are living maybe some thousand Finnish language people that area. And I start to speak and share out my testimony, and I, Lord, touched my heart so much that living waters were coming up and up more and more, and I thought that I was speaking 1 hour. But when he rewind this tape and counted, there was only 5 minutes and 30 seconds. And I was told all my testimony, because there was the anointing of God. So sometimes if this living word comes up our life, we think that we talk 1 hour and 2 hours, but then we finally see that it was only 10 minutes. There is no time when the anointing touches our life. Sometimes we have meetings there in Finland that they start maybe 6 o'clock in the evening. And many times when I get home there, I'm the last one normally who goes home, because the people want the altar service. And sometimes I get home there, I could leave there maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning. And it starts 6 o'clock in the evening. And no one wants to leave home. But sometimes there are some religion churches that if there is 1 hour service, all people get enough. They became in dry and they go out dry. But if you come in dry, Lord could make you fresh. He could give a big change in your life this night. Like he did a big change there in that lady of Samaria, the woman of Samaria. There came a big change. There has been some big change in my life. First change was this, that lady came there at the street and said that you must be born again. Then there went some years and Lord started to call me into the ministry. And that time I could maybe share 5 minutes testimony, and after that I had said everything. And then Lord said here from United States, there came a special brother from Washington State to teach the Word of God in my home. And it was summer 1987. And he had 7 meetings there in my house. And he was very special brother, because he had been many years in the field there. There had been MS illness in his life. And then Lord had healed him and raised him up. And then Lord had sent him to the Bible school. And after that he became the Bible teacher, a very anointed Bible teacher. This time he is serving there somewhere in Ukraine or somewhere there in former Soviet Union's states. And he had 7 meetings or 6 meetings. And then he said that I have to go back to the United States, and you have to find some other brother to go on this work what you have started here. And I was praying, and one night Lord told me that you don't call any other brother, you have to start to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it was like the shock to my life, because I could only share 5 minutes and I had said everything. But Lord said, you have to start to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it means that there is the God who makes impossible things, he makes them possible. He did it in my life. And I ever dreamed in my life that I could share out any kind of even testimony in English language. But Lord makes everything possible. And when that brother left, I start to preach there in the meetings, and maybe 3 times I had some book. First time I was preaching some book which told about what it means to be born again a Christian, and second time there was a book which told about how it means to will with spirit. And third time there was a book which told about healing. And it was the fourth time when I start to preach, I didn't have any book, and I start to and opened my Bible by faith, and then the anointing became down. It poured out, and after that I haven't need any other books for preaching. This Bible has been enough. So it means also in your life, I don't know what is your call, but Lord has call for everyone. He could make impossible things in your life possible. He could do this big change. And so Lord start to call me strongly and strongly in traveling ministry. And then one day I saw in the paper that there is one brother from England coming to preach in Finland. And there was great testimony how Lord has used him. He had, through him, Lord had healed many people who had been in wheelchair. And many other great miracles had happened through that ministry. And when I heard this, I thought that, oh, this is special brother. I have to go to meet him. Maybe he has some answer to my call. And I went there, and that brother was preaching there. And before I left that meeting from my home, it may be 3 hours drive from my home to capital city, Helsinki. Night before that meeting was there in Helsinki, my wisdom teeth got very great pain, and there became a great hole, and it was terrible pain. But I decided to trust the Lord, and I made a very, very strong coffee and filled that hole there in the teeth with that coffee, and decided to drive there in Helsinki because I wanted to get the answer to my call. And then I drove there, and I sat there the back side there because I had that great pain. I don't wanted to be there in the front that nobody can see that I have so bad pain. I was sitting there, and that brother from England was preaching, and when he was finishing his message, he suddenly pointed me there back and said, "Oh, there has somebody's wisdom teeth got healed." And he saw with this side, it was this right side, and then he asked that, "Let's rise up and give your testimony, you have got healed." But I had a little bit doubt, and I checked it back me, and I saw that nobody was sitting there, and nobody there in front before me. And so I understood this word from the Lord was for me. I ever believe that Lord speaks me so straight through. And so I understood and found out that pain had gone. And I rose up and gave my testimony, I have got well. So I went there in the front, and that time I didn't speak so much English what I do now. I don't speak so much yet, but speaking more in future, I have waited for that. And there was a lady who made the interpretation, and I said to that lady that please ask the preacher that he could pray for my calling, what it is and what I have to do for the Lord and for the kingdom of God. And this lady said, "This is my question to preacher," and this preacher said, I will not pray for this question at all." And it was a big surprise for me that preacher don't pray for the question I was asking. He said, "I'm not praying for this question." But then he said something with his wisdom also this night. He said that the call must rise up from the heart. He said to me that if I say to you what your call is, you will not stay when the evil comes against you, when the storm comes against you. But if the God speak to your heart straight through what is your call, you will stay when the storm of the evil will come against you. So he said to me, "Let's pray by yourself, let's fast, and get the answer from the Lord, what is your call. And I start to pray and fast, and then he said that when you have prayed and fasted, Lord will send some confirmation for you through some other ministries. And so I start to pray and fast, and Lord told me what I have to do for his kingdom. And after that there came many confirmation. Many other ministries came to say me that what is my call and what I have to do. But it was already here in my heart. And what you are doing for Lord, it must be there in your heart. You can't do ministry only because that someone else says to you, do this and do that. There must be call in your heart that you really know what I have to do for the Lord. What I have to do for the kingdom of God. And if you are seeking to answer this question this night, I encourage you, pray and fast and get a clear answer from the Lord. And after that, Lord will send you some confirmations. The call of the Lord is also salt. And it is a great and big salt. When there comes the call to your life and you start to respond to this call, it means that also the devil start to hate you because you have the salt. You have the ability to share out the salt. To share out the salt to this world, but share out the salt also inside of the body of Christ. And it means that demons start to hate you and start to fight your call. But if it rises up from your heart, you will stand and you will stay and you will do your task. You will do your office faithful. But if somebody else says to you that do this and do that, and you have to start to fight against the devil, and you not surely know what your call is, you can't stand. You fall. But if it rises up from your heart, you will stay and you will stand and you will be strong. So we have to seek the Lord that we become sure what he has called us to do. What is my place? What I have to do? And if we seek the Lord and bring this question before his holy throne, he will answer to us. What is our ministry? What we must do? What we can do for the kingdom of God? Everyone has special call. But when you are waiting answer to this question, you need not to be passive. You can do many things. And one thing what everyone could do is like the general call to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you become my witnesses, all Judea and Samaria and all around the world. We all are called to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ. This is like the general call. And then there is in some Corinthians letter where Paul tells that everybody has called the ministry of reconciliation. Every Christian is called the ministry of reconciliation. Did you understand it, this word? Did I say it right? Reconciliation, yeah. Everyone has called this ministry. It means that you have salt, you have ability to pray for sinners in this world. I think that most, or maybe biggest mistake there in Finland is that most Christians are waiting for that people comes inside to church and receive Jesus there. It is nice if people comes inside to the church and receive Jesus. But if you read Acts or read the Bible, we see that Christians went outside to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They went there where the people are. And they share out their testimony. Like this lady there at the well of Samaria, at the well of Jacob. Straight away when the word from Jesus came to her life, she went there into the city and told the people, now there is the man who told all what I have ever done. He started her outreach ministry straight away from when the heavenly salt became to her life. He went there where the people are in the city. And we are called to go there where the sinners are. We all have this general call. My main call is to move in prophetic ministry. And second call is teach. And most part of the year and most part of my time, I'm speaking to Christians. But I use my ministry of reconciliation too. Like I use it there in Florida. I said, this Jewish man, you can meet your Messiah today. Maybe 4 years ago or so, I was flying from Los Angeles to Atlanta. And beside me was sitting there in the airplane, was sitting a lady maybe same age what I was. And I saw that lady was reading a book, and I found out that there was the word Jesus. And I was so much excited in my spirit that I asked that lady that, do you know that man what you are reading from that book? Do you know that Jesus from which you are reading? And then she answered it very, very high voice and said that, I don't think so. I'm a Catholic. I don't know Jesus' personality. Then I start to share out my testimony and said to her that, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you the truth. That story about the Virgin Mary is false. There is not any more Virgin Mary. Because Jesus had brothers and maybe sisters too. So I had to first to say her that you are believing false teaching. And she was so much touched by the Spirit of God that she sent me a card to Finland and thanked this discussing. And I sent her some tracks and some tapes from Finland that I'm still praying for her that one day she will receive Jesus as her personal savior. Then we read few verses from Colossians chapter 4. And it is verse 5 and 6. Colossians 4, 5. Verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, season it with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So we have to redeem the current time. Lord brings beside me sometimes people there in the airplane. Sometimes there is somebody hitchhiking there in Finland, and if I will in spirit, I could take him or her and start to speak Jesus to him. So everyone has called to be in the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody is called to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Everyone has special work. I have the specialized to help those who has called in ministry. Last year I wrote a book for those people, how to move in spirit, how to operate in ministry, how to get the great harvest. I haven't succeeded to publish it yet, but I had to wait in God. Because I have a special style to do my ministry, and I haven't had a confirmed there in just 2 weeks ago in Fresno. There came a lady who prophesied to me things what I had just thinking a few hours earlier. And she said that you are an example. And I have been an example in Finland. I share all my dates freely. And I want also share freely that book for everyone who God has called in ministry. And I have wait for that. I'm not so much interested that people do so much business inside the house of the Lord. I believe the blessing of God, everything. 5 years ago, Lord told me, let's go to see the small church there, small Finnish language church there in Oregon, in Astoria. It's a small fishing city which locating there beside the mouth of Columbia River. And I went there and Lord gave me a strong message for that church. And after that message, one elder from that church came to discuss with me and said that normally here visits only one brother once a year, because all other one wants to go to the bigger churches because they get better money there. And I said to him, I'm not interested in your money. I came to share here the word of God. If Lord tells me to go somewhere, he also gives money for that. And if Lord has called you in ministry, I encourage you to go on. Don't worry about money. Don't worry anything. If you are sure in your heart that I have called in ministry, so you have to go on by faith. And you will trust that God will provide. He has all gold and all silver belong to him. And all battle belong to Lord. It's not my battle to preach the gospel. It's not my battle, or it's not your battle to fight against the evil spirit. Battle belongs to the Lord. We are fighting the heavenly war. With Jesus started there at the cross of Calvary when he spoke out that it is finished. Then he took to all authority upon to all devil spirit. So the battle belongs to the Lord. But we can do and take the part of this battle if we obey the Lord. If we do what he says us to do. Sometimes there is the problem that people are wrong place. They are not doing what Lord has called them to do. And if you are not doing what Lord has called you to do, there is not the great, not the, could I say, best blessing in your life. And sometimes people try many ways to get the devil be quiet. Somebody will use a loud voice, and somebody will jump and say that keep quiet, devil, and somebody will have some other matters. But I will read here some verses from the Romans 16 and verse 19, how you will become sure that devil is under your feet all time. Roman church was the church where had been martyrs. They had paid very high price because of their faith. It's Romans 16 and 19. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So, verse 19 says, your obedience has become known to all. What were those all? Maybe they were to all other churches. They knew that the church of Roman is obedience until to death. There were many, martyrs? Martyrs. So they had been obedience until to death. So to all other churches knew that the church of Roman do what the Lord tells us to do. And says, after that, the verse 20 says, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. And it means if we obey the Lord, Satan will be under our feet. You don't need any special methods to keep Satan under your feet. You just obey the Lord. And just use your authority, power and spirit of God. And Satan stays under your feet. The main question to succeed in ministry is to obey Lord. To do what He says. Sometimes it's hard for flesh. Sometimes it means that all your Christian brothers and sisters misunderstand you. But you have to go on way. Go on by faith. If you have the call from the Lord, it means that if you obey the Lord, He blesses your way. And so you are more interested in what the Lord says and not so much interested in what the man says. God used people and God used men to speak the gospel and give some advice, but we have to test everything in our heart. We have to learn the Bible and we have to test all doctrines, all teaching. Is it going according to the word of God? This is our tester. And we test in spirit by praying. And so we must be more interested in what the Lord says us and tells us. Some people are too much interested in what my sisters and brothers will say if I do this and I do that. But we have to be, Christians have to be like the train. It's go on right there on the track. When there is good engine, it goes. No one can stop it. And it goes straight. And Christian have to be like the train. Go on straight by faith with living God. And I think this is the word, the prophetic word for this church to be obedience. And you will see that the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. Be faithful. Don't think about this question, how many we are. Not with many people, but with the Spirit of God. There was only one man. There was only one prophet, Elijah. And he could change the whole city, Jericho. Because he prayed a faith prayer and cast the soul to the fountains and sources of the water, and there came big chase. The land, the ground was any more barren, and there was not any more bad water. There was only one man, and there was big chance in city Jericho. And Jericho is not only one city among the all other cities. Jericho is the oldest city in the world. Is the oldest city what the historic knows in the world is Jericho. Is it a special city? I was there in last spring time. Lord sent me to Jericho. So I am finishing my message quite soon. And I encouraged you to obey Lord, to be faithful in your ministry. And you, if you don't know what your ministry on is, you have to pray and maybe you have to fast and seek the Lord. And you have to think that Jesus is most important thing in your life. Jesus must be first. I don't exactly know what you call those register plates you use in the car. Here is the numbers and license. Yeah, there in the back you have here. In Finland we have the numbers in back and front, but here in the United States you have numbers only there in the back of the car. And in the front there are sometimes somebody puts his own name or her own name there, and somebody puts there some sentences. But most of what I have been liking during the years I have traveling here in the United States was my Finnish friend who had there the text, Jesus first. Every time when he came to the traffic lights and there was coming cars right and left and front, they all saw that Jesus first. There in the cross, where the ways are crossing, everybody can see the text, Jesus first. And it's the text for us this night, Jesus first. If the Jesus has first place our own life, if Jesus has first place in the church, everything is getting and going well. And if Jesus has the first place, then there is the obedience, and then there is the power to keep the Satan under our feet. So we'll get the victory. And we will finish with pray. Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, you heavenly throne, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus, that you said there in Calvary, it is finished. We thank you, Lord Jesus, finished your work, hallelujah. That we could come and receive the ready work, hallelujah. It is finished also this night. I thank those all moving in spirit was is happening this church this night, hallelujah. I thank your blessing you have reserved for this church this night and all your members in your body of Christ Jesus, hallelujah. O glorious Trinity, glorify your holy name, Father. We will give all glory to living God, all glory to Jesus Christ, the King and the Ruler, hallelujah, the King of all other kings, hallelujah. And we take authority and power upon all Satan's spirit here, hallelujah. And we proclaim thy kingdom to come in this city, hallelujah. And all these villages, we proclaim thy kingdom to come, hallelujah. And you ask, give us revival time, Lord Jesus. Give these people thirst and hunger to receive revival. Give us the faith spirit to fight. To fight for the victory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let this be the church with the gates of the hates can't win, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let this be powerful church, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Anoint our lovely brothers and sisters here this night. And first I ask, Lord, anoint with love, hallelujah. Because the love is the first question. The love of Lord is all in Lord, in all, hallelujah. Koborosidi konde de glory, aborosidi foro de grondi de lo. And Lord, I ask that somebody's neck this night. I command this pain cone now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this neck be healed this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Aborigine. And let somebody's shoulders be healed this night. Let there pour down the healing oil to those shoulders. Hallelujah. And I thank there is no pain in those shoulders anymore. And Lord Jesus, I thank there is your healing power in somebody's left elbow. Let that elbow get healed this night. And I thank your healing power, somebody's left wrist now and fingers. Let there come the power of youth. Let this hand be strengthening in the Lord Jesus this night. I thank you, glorify your holy name in somebody's left hand, in elbow, in wrist and fingers. And thank you, you touch somebody's shoulders and somebody's neck this night, hallelujah. By your healing power, hallelujah. I will resend you and we resist the pain and some illness in somebody's stomach this night. And we thank your healing power in somebody's stomach now in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive healing for our stomach now in the name of Jesus. And we give all glory to the living God. Hallelujah. We thank your power in somebody's right knee now. Hallelujah. Let there be victory. Let there be healing power. Hallelujah. Let this knee get well, Lord Jesus, I ask in the name of Jesus. Aborigine for the glory standing. The glory. I've already said it, already sent it the glory. Oh, Gloria. Lord, I thank you. Touch this right knee now. Hallelujah. It could remove. Hallelujah. There is no pain anymore. Hallelujah. I thank you. Renew that knee. Hallelujah. There has been hard times and hard pain, and it could that's this wound has been like a stick many months, but Lord, I ask that it could remove now in the name of Jesus, and there is no more pain. Hallelujah. And we thank you that somebody's throne. Hallelujah. We thank your healing power for throne now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Aborigine, Gloria, the glory, the shiny day. All glory, Gloria, 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 Gloria. And we thank your healing power of somebody's eyes now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, touch somebody's eyes now in the name of Jesus to receive healing. Hallelujah. Aborigine, Gloria, the shiny day. Let those eyes get well now in the name of Jesus Christ. I comment to disease come now in the name of Jesus Christ. Aborigine, glorious, glorious. Let this friend see your glory. Let him see your light. Hallelujah. Gloria, 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 Gloria. And there is pain in somebody's forehead. We command it out. We command it to go now in the name of Jesus. And let this head get well now. Hallelujah. Get healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Koboroshendi day. And Lord Jesus, I ask, pour down your spirit by your power for all gift of spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gabarashidi, growing glory, more anointing for the gift of prophecy now in the name of Jesus to receive. Hallelujah. More gift for healing. I thank you. Anoint somebody's hand to lay them on the sick, and Lord will make them well. Hallelujah. We thank you. Touch somebody's hand that he could pray, and she could pray for sick, and they will get healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank, there is a wire into somebody's hand this time. There is anointing in your hands. Hallelujah. Amberish and the grody grandi. Aborigine under the glory. Aborigine for the gloria, for the grand of the law. Aborigine grand the glory. And Lord, I ask that open somebody's heart to receive the praising songs in spirit. Hallelujah. To receive new songs in tongues. Hallelujah. And new songs in spirit. Hallelujah. Gabarishine for the shendi. Let there be new song this night, Father. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank there is a new song now. Oh, hallelujah. Kaboroshidi for the grand day. And there has been a deep sadness in some family, and we thank you. That's this family, hallelujah, and you have compassion for that family, Lord Jesus. Abori shendi de gloria, shendi dei. You are a great comfort, hallelujah. That's this family, and I command this spirit of sadness to go in the name of Jesus Christ, and let there be the joy, because there is hope in Jesus Christ, and there is future in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Abori shendi de gloria, and I thank the sadness is going now, and there is joy, and there is peace in your heart, hallelujah. hallelujah. Deep peace, hallelujah. Receive deep peace, hallelujah. And keep safety in mind, hallelujah. Your master is leaving, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Krobo shede rabadi kambudi shidi. Amboredi santo brodi kambolori. And we bless some family vera problem to grow up the children, and we bless this family, and Lord, we ask the right words and right teaching for the children in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we ask the holiness for this family in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let there be salt for this family today, hallelujah. Aborishidi grow salt, let the bad water get the big change, and that water will become clear now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let there become salt for these growing problems, hallelujah, the raising problems. We ask to salt the word from the Lord to handle all kind of rebellions, problems, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And let there be the rod of correction in spirit, hallelujah. Versed in spirit, says the Lord to you, hallelujah. Use the rod of correction, versed in spirit. Use the love of God, hallelujah. Aborishidi krobolodi shendi devorodi shi. Oborodi shedi forodi krendi delori. Aboriday, and you have some pain here in your front part, I don't know English, but some pain here, and receive your healing now, hallelujah. Aborishai, rebuke this pain now to go in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah, there is pain in the ribs, hallelujah. And inside the ribs, there is pain, and you come in to go now in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We receive healing with that problem now in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Aborishidi, glory, glory, gloria, gloria, gloria. Oh, gloria, gloria, gloria. And we thank you, touch your healing power here in front. All drone, we go down the stomach. We thank you, touch this part. Hallelujah. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive healing. Hallelujah. Aborishere, gloria, 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 gloria. Lord, I thank you. Glorify your holy name. Abong your shirts here now. Hallelujah. Bless all brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. Bless with your heavenly blessing. Bless with your heavenly anointing. Bless with all your healing power. Hallelujah. We receive healing for all kind of problems. Hallelujah. Our city already granted the glory, descended the gloria. We thank that the joy of the Lord is our drink. And hallelujah. We thank your joy. We receive your oil of joy now. Hallelujah. Gloria, 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 gloria. Over Sendi for it, and we receive that praising comment now, hallelujah. The praising is it cloud or comment, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Kaboresidi Gomorodi Sadavolori Sandalori. Let there be the holy rain for this church this night. We receive the holy rain in spirit, hallelujah. Let there be rain, hallelujah. Let there be strong outreach ministries, hallelujah, in spirit, in power, in faith, hallelujah. Let there be real salt, hallelujah, that the world will see the light and will see that there's the light in the lamps, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And give mercy for someone who has walking with the bike parking lights on. Let there be full lights this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be main lights on in the name of Jesus, because the time is short, hallelujah. It's time for harvest, says the Spirit of Lord. It's time for harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And find out how you are using your time. Hallelujah. Over-resendi. Reserve more time for Jesus Christ. Reserve more time for praying. More time for faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And cast out all those worldly things. Hallelujah. You have no time anymore for those, hallelujah. You have no more time for the worldly films, hallelujah. You have better, you have heavenly film where the end is everlasting life, hallelujah. Aborishion to the glory. We thank the stream of the living word, waters this night, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank your loving kindness today, to this night, hallelujah. All glory to God.
we enjoy your presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your people. Bless with all heavenly blessings. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.